Whoa, now, Rise of Grind and go get it. I'm Mike Man, MBMG's finest. Host of Rapper Weed TV, the podcast, and bruh, Run That Clock, the podcast. Hey man, real quick, we going in season 3, Rapper Weed TV, the podcast. Just want to give a quick shout out. 17 countries now. 17 countries, bro. Hundreds of cities. Almost all 50 states in the U.S. We doing something. Man, I just want to say thank you, bro. Appreciate you from the bottom of my heart for giving me some time, attention, a few minutes of your day, man. Hey, just tune in. Rapper Weed TV, the podcast, bro. Run That Clock, the podcast. By me, Mike Man, your host. MBMG all day. Chill. Thanks. Well, now, Rise of Grind and Go Get It. I'm your host, Mike Man, back with another episode of The Hottest Thing Smoking, Rapper Weed TV, the podcast. You know how we do it, flame them if you have them, because the backwoods burning. Here we go again. Same old shit, different day. One might tell you will hear me utter throughout episodes of my podcast. Probably not everyone, but you will hear me say or have heard me say it. People go through the same shit, just on different days. Last couple of pods, I reiterated that this is seeming like 2020 all over again. And what were we in the middle of in 2020? The George Floyd case. The whole situation involving George Floyd, Philando Castile, you know, that movement there. We knew it wouldn't be long. It was just a matter of time before the next officer involved killing of a black person shows his ugly head. What's even more fucked up and egregious, and I'm quite sure there are those who are loving it, but the fact that 5 officers in Memphis are accused of killing a young man by the name of Tyree Nichols. Tyree Nichols. Another name that could probably go into the George Floyd, Philando Castile, Tatiana Jefferson conversation, Botham John conversation. Black people killed by the police. But wait. These police officers are all black. These motherfuckers are part of a systematic, divided as police department, because you just call that shit what it is, bro. If we say, oh, it's some good ones and oh, it's some bad ones, that shit is slick divided. You cannot tell me otherwise. For those 5, not the ones who are assaulting. I mean, you can say if you're holding this man back while your fellow officer is punching him in his fucking face. I'm going to tell you this, when they showed the video, not of him actually getting beaten, before I seen that video footage, when they showed the video footage of them explaining that he was running a red light or running through traffic, or he was had no disregard for their safety, almost like he was targeting them. That's what he made it seem like, the big boy.
the one who was doing the most of the punches. Nigga, you explained it a little bit too goddamn hard and too casually. When I finally saw the video. Yes, I could only watch it two times. The first time, to see who was doing the most of the aggression. And just like I thought, it was the motherfucker explaining to the supervisor what was going on. The one doing most of the goddamn punching. Bro, a lot of people don't understand. I don't think you understand when I tell you a course in college that I was studying is called psychology. Willfully took that shit. At the least, I figured I could probably be a psychologist. At the latter, I can probably learn some shit too. First introduction into psychology, they tell you everything that you're gonna learn in here is shit that you can use in everyday life, whether you are a doctor or not. Ever since I took that psychology class, I've utilized that shit in my life, some parts of it every day, some type. My mama instilled mindfulness in me. That was something that was bred and raised in my ass. So that, along with discipline, are two things that I have. Now, what's even more fucked up about us having 5 black officers just murder a fellow black person? You then have another black person chiming in with his 2 pennies. We all have 2 pennies to throw to the pile. Whenever pile there is, you got 2 pennies to spare to throw to that bitch. That's the way life operates. Now, you have a Mr. Jason Whitlock, who is a, I don't know if he, I think he did play football, but I don't think he was very good. I think he got hurt or got cut. I think he played for Tampa Bay or somebody, Indianapolis or some shit. Either way, his ass delved into sports reporting, sports analysis, sports commentary, i.e. ESPN, FS1, Fox Sports, shit like that. Fucked up and got fired from him too. I guess that's another story, huh? No, because doing some of the stints where you got fired from some of these jobs, what were you doing? You made it a point and you made your bones and you made your name from slandering who? Fellow black men. One of your most notably hated people in the world that you can't stand is LeBron James. I can dig it. I can understand. Hey, I understand how a lot of people don't like LeBron. I was a Jordan fan back when it wasn't cool to be a Jordan fan. Same criticism Jordan got back then. That's what LeBron gets. That's another story, right? No. It all ties in, man, because you have this systematic fucking problem of us, against us, and when it's some shit like this, see, when you have that label of police officer attached to the person doing the crime, because if you look at it, and categorize it as you please, We just gonna say that's what it is. If the officers are charged with a crime, if they're fired from their job because they didn't do their fucking job to the letter like they're supposed to. Bro, y'all sat there, handcuffed this dude, beating him for whatever reason. I can probably throw out 2 and 3 suggestions or scenarios, and one will stick. Gotta realize I'm a black man. I know how it goes. I know the hatred we have for each other. I know how quick we are to show and assert power if we have a chance to against our own, especially another black man. I know how fast we'll turn on a nigga. I know that. So, scenario I will throw out there. Yeah, you're gonna say the police jargon. You're gonna say, oh, he made a gesture and seemed like he tried to run away or was gonna attempt to run or some shit. That's why you did it. That's gonna be the answer number one. If this was Family Feud. You're gonna say the police jargon first. Oh, he did this. Oh, hence Big Boy sitting up there explaining in such dramatic fashion how he running the light or attempting to run or some shit. I don't know. But you knew that's gonna be the thing you say, the excuse, so to speak, for the reasoning for whooping his ass. Condolences and prayers out to the family of Tyre Nichols. Whatever I say is not deemed in disrespect or in a way to try to boost myself. No, I'm just a small podcaster just covering this story, bro. But don't think I'm trying to get laughs, likes, and shit off comments that I'm making about the situation surrounding your little one, because for one, it's fucked up. For two, I said it was coming. And it ain't necessarily aimed at your family or him. Just said it was coming. When we were going through this shit with George Floyd, when we were going through this shit with all the others, just recently, who? So, when we going through all that, and you have the death of Takeoff, the death of Young Dolph, covering all that, I covered all that. J Dog here in Fort Worth. Rappers getting killed all over the country. King Von, Mo 3. Same statement. Same statements I'm making now, I said in those episodes. Just go back and listen. It's gonna happen again. I said that. So this is no way derogatory or meant to be negative aimed at Tyre Nichols or his legacy, because yes, he has a legacy now. Fucked up. When you do something like this, y'all create a movement, awareness, foundation for people to speak on behalf of a loved one they just lost at your hands. Me, I said back when, who was it? I think it was during the Black Matters protests and all that shit. But I made the comment that when we do shit, we should have the authority as a black community to come down on our black patrons, residents, constituents that do wrong towards another black person. I bet if life was made like that, if that's the protocol, oh, this shit would be snapped into shape real fucking fast. You can digress how you want, but I believe it wholeheartedly. You can't tell me fucking otherwise. Y'all handcuffed this dude. Scared. I know he was probably scared. Skinny. Small frame dude. Five of y'all. Hell, just one. Like, another scenario we're gonna throw out there. We say they're gonna give the excuse of the police jargon. Yeah, that's a given. But let's say some shit that comes out of the realm of, oh, the negativity from this black man. Say he was talking at you and spit on you. Say he was doing something and he stepped on your foot, brushed up against you. He made a movement, thought he was gonna reach for your gun. Bullshit like that. That part, the gun part, can go into the police jargon shit. That's the off of the top shit they gonna say. Off the dome shit. But you sit there, y'all holding this man while Big Boy just going to work. He's not doing his job, he's just going to work. I'ma tell you, when I saw him explaining to supervisor, I knew instantly he did it. He was involved. I mean, fuck it, they say five, yeah, but I bet he caused some of them lumps on old boy. I know he did. He's explaining too goddamn hard. He putting on too much of a goddamn show to explain what happened. You ain't saying shit about what you did. You sitting up there laying into this dude like you sparring in a boxing ring or some shit. Like you just in a boxing gym just practicing. Just getting light workout in. You just wearing this dude out while these bitches over here holding him. Five dudes. I could see if a woman was in there or two women was in there. No, they probably would have stopped that shit. Y'all got a female captain. I know y'all got a code and all this shit, a brotherhood and all that shit, but it's got to be one cop in there some way, somehow to say, hey man, that's too far. Hey man, slow the fuck down. Hey man, back the fuck up. Hey man, stop altogether. You would think it would be one to say that shit, but it's not. They rather hold the nigga down. Bro, get the fuck out of here with that. You see how little this dude is? What the fuck is it that he could have done that five of y'all for one? Y'all got put hands on five of you. One literally putting hands on his ass. Come on, bro. I'm so glad the fucking captain fired their asses on the spot because, hey, like I say, when it's us against us and we doing shit like that and that's clearly a violation, not only his fucking civil rights, rights as a black person amongst each other, we should have fucking rights amongst each other that you should not fucking violate. That shit was in place. Oh, this shit was snap in line so fucking quick. Bro, how you gonna tell me we let the white man create laws for everybody? But, you know, like they say, shit starts in-house, right? We have to govern ourselves accordingly, right? You gotta raise your kids right. Hence, Mr. Jason Whitlock. Blaming all of this shit. Tyrese Nichols' failure to comply. Blaming it on having a single parent household. You quick to jump your ass on CNN with that shit. shucking and jiving for these white folks, bro. Basically, that's what we call them. Not my words. Because as soon as you did it, nigga, you knew what the play was, what the label was going to be. This nigga shucking and jiving. You gonna blame that shit on black mothers? On the father not being there? Bruh. I'm gonna say this very clearly and plain. If these last fucking, let's say this last fucking decade in history, in life, in society, hasn't showed your ass nothing as a black person, bro, I don't know what the fuck you doing or how you gonna make it. Because if you ask out them in the streets, all the shit that done transpired this last decade, that should have taught you. That should have gave you some type of heads up or some type of lesson. Cliff notes on what the fuck to expect when you jump your ass out there like that. I'm not saying Tyree jumped his ass out there. I'm just saying in general. If we're going to sit and blame it on the black parent, the black mom. No bringing up the systematic failure of how that shit got broke up in the first place. We talk about it, but we don't talk about it. Motherfuckers admit it, but they really don't own up to it. Like, get the fuck out of here, bro. It's us against us. And that shit should be, in black folks' eyes, the most egregious shit possible. You know what be fucked up? What really be fucked up? If when shit like this happens, they already thinking we violent protesters and shit like this. Okay. Shit like this jumps off. Motherfucking mob of niggas go to the area of that person or violator and starts tearing his shit up in protest. Or in this case, you have five individuals. But I hope they don't live in the same neighborhood. But if not, oh well, they branching off. Wherever area they at, they tearing that shit up. Just because y'all neighbors with the nigga, you might get caught in crossfire. If niggas had rules like that, oh my God. Bruh, think twice about crossing your fellow black man. But then again, you know, it's plenty of us that's gonna say fuck it and go for what we know. Whether it's protecting yourself, staying dangerous or whatever, staying ready, whatever. Niggas will say whatever and ready to crash out, whatever. Whatever you on, they on. Like demon time. And not that way. Like, nigga. But that's fucked up, bro. Five black officers kill another black man. Fired from the Memphis Police Department quickly. That's what they deserve, but we need some charges. You know what's fucked up? Because your asses is black? Because, oh, now we want to make an example. Because, like I said in the beginning, you know there's some motherfuckers that's kind of glad this shit happened. Really? I mean, it sounds fucked up for me to say, but hear me out. It's motherfuckers that's glad this shit happened. So we as black folks can see it's not a racial thing. No. Now when you think about it, it's not. Because think about when George Floyd was right there. You got a black dude right there. When the other cops killed Eric Gardner, Eric Holden, all them, what happened? Black cop right there. Like, come on, bro. What is we doing? When the cops responded to Botham John, I think it was a black cop up in there, in that mix. But what they doing at the time, they trying to help their fellow brother or sister. The media is going to say and describe the shit as they will. People going to run with it or make what they want of it. But then the truth or what really happened, how it really went down, then that shit surfaces. Or the video just all of a sudden, oh, it's available now. Or we got another angle that nobody knew about. Bruh, get the fuck out of here. Like, somebody's glad this shit happened so you could see that it is not racial as far as police brutality is involved. That's the word, right? So as long as police brutality is a thing, now we can't say it's racial. Then again, still is. Still against the black person. Now, you have to worry about the white ones and the black ones. Me, my daddy told me a long time. So, Mr. Jason Whitlock, fuck you on that one. For thinking it's people coming up in a single household that ain't got no fucking discipline or home training. Nobody ain't taught them nothing or told them nothing, or they ain't absorbed nothing or soaked nothing in or learned from the era or their ways or from others. Actions. Fuck you, Mr. Jason Whitlock. I came up in a single parent household. Mom kept her foot in my ass religiously. Dad, even though he was not in the house, he was around. I could see him. I could talk to him. And he kept his foot in my ass too. He just wasn't in the house. And one thing he told me, Mr. Whitlock, that one thing you can't do, if your ass is in an interaction with a police officer, all that bickering and bitching and moaning, you don't do that. It's yes, sir, no, sir, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. No sudden movements. Hands where you can see them. Because you trying to come home afterwards or after the situation is remedied, whether you have to lay down for a week or two or a fucking month or whatever it is. Shit, you do that shit or take it on the chin. That's what my daddy told me, Mr. Whitlock. So fuck you for thinking he wasn't around because he wasn't in the house. You can't use that excuse. A lot of us, yeah, we came up like that, but in truth, a lot of us, mamas wanted to be cool and all this shit. I would say more the new school now. During my generation, my era, A lot of our parents kept their foots in our ass, and then your next door neighbors were able to keep their foot in your ass and go tell on you that they put their foot in your ass. That's the era I came up in, Mr. Willock. The whole neighborhood raised my ass. Motherfuckers was on us religiously, not just me, Mr. Whitlock. It's like 10, 12, 16 niggas running around this bitch. That's just the ones that are in my age range, Mr. Whitlock. Not the other 16 or 18 that came before us, the OGs of the clique. Maybe even more of that. Shit, some I didn't even get to meet, but we had a lot of motherfuckers in my neighborhood, Mr. Whitlock. All of them parents, some not there, some got both parents. But Mr. Whitlock, we have no issues. That shit, if we did some bad shit, when we did bad shit, it's because we wanted to do bad shit because there was nothing else to do where I'm from. That's the only way we started shit or got into shit. Breaking into shit, robbing shit. You know. Me personally, yeah, I robbed a couple of individuals, but, you know. I also been robbed, so shit. What the fuck out? That shit is part of shit, life. It's fucked up. Got people that hustle, people that do that shit for a living, people who just trying to get by or just trying to come up. It happens. White, black, brown, green, red. Everybody does it. Especially when you're in a fucking bind. But for you to sit up there and blame that shit on a single parent, so you spitting in that man's mama's face, telling her it's her fault his hard-headed ass died. That's basically what you're saying. Like, bruh. And labeling each person along with George Floyd and all the others the same way. Because you had the same type of comments to say during the George Floyd thing. You said the knee wasn't on the neck and all this shit. You said George was resisting and all this shit. But what happens? All the shit comes out, goes through the trial, facts are revealed. Yeah, foot's on the neck, knees on the neck. You were wrong, Mr. Whitlock, again. Your ass fired. You got fired from ESPN, Fox, and it's one. Because you try to do that jigaboo ass, brown nosing ass, Uncle Tom ass shit. And it fails on you horribly. Yeah, you make some key points sometime. Because niggas gonna do nigga shit. You ain't got no problem telling them. I mean, to boost your ratings, you ain't got no problem explaining or elaborating or commenting on it, giving eloquent commentary on it, none of that shit. But you do it. Why? Because, nigga, we quick to tear down another nigga. We quick to speak on them. You ain't even think about their family, how his mama grieving. You just say, fuck, it's on her, it's her fault. His ass dead. Cause he don't listen. She ain't teach him how to listen. Bruh. Like, get the fuck out of here. Somebody not listening or whatever happens during the interaction where they end up losing their life, whatever happens, and we don't deem it as complying. You can't fault that shit. as to them not being raised properly. Because like I said, even if they weren't raised properly, if your ass ain't been under a rock, off the grid, or underground, some shit, then this last decade in life should have showed your ass or taught you some things. You should know some shit now. Just this past 3 years should teach you some shit. Like I said, soon as COVID dropped and the way it spread, it, I told motherfuckers, that shit show you how nasty motherfuckers really are. Motherfuckers are not clean, not as hygienic as they appear to be. Or good sanitary practices. Motherfuckers don't give a fuck about this shit. They pure gone about their business. Like you, it's like a man going to the bathroom. You're not sitting up here watching no nigga piss, but yeah, you know a nigga just came from this motherfucking stall of this urinal and just came walking out the fucking door. Bro, I gotta touch this door after your bitch ass just walked up out of here. Like, get the fuck out of here. You just say, fuck it, disregard for none of you. I piss, whether I got some on me or not, I'm out. That should show you, COVID shit showed you how nasty motherfuckers is. Some of the racial shit should show you how life is when your ass out here making decisions that aren't deemed complying. Like, bruh, I don't understand, me personally. After all this shit we done seen with police brutality, a black person that was still stopped and mouth off to the police. Talk their shit, pop their shit, yeah. You think all because George Floyd and all that others got killed now and this awareness now that you think they won't do nothing to your ass? Wrong. This incident with Tyree Nichols should show you, yes, they will. No matter what color. I'ma just say that about these motherfuckers and Big Boy in general. The one that was doing all the motherfucking punching. Bruh, you look like you've been doing that shit. You look like you've been wanting to do that shit for a long fucking time. You look like you was itching for the right fucking moment, time, opportunity to catch a motherfucker slipping and have a reason to put them paws on his ass. And you did. I'm telling you, I saw your ass explaining to your captain or whoever the fuck you explaining to. I say, this nigga, you had to be the main motherfucking one. Soon as the video popped, oh my God, I'd be damn. Mr. Explain Everything right here. Going. All in. Like, bro, you sat there and beat that man. Fuck unarmed. His arms are behind his back. Handcuffed. So what are we gonna deem this? Like, you beat this man, handcuffed. For what? You're already in custody. If we gonna use the police lingo and jargon. So the situation is already diffused. Shit should already be coming to a resolution. We should be getting to the bottom of it. You start beating this nigga ass. For what though? And then, does it really even matter whatever you say that he did to make you want to tee off like that? Like I say, you can say he stepped on your foot. Police shit. Oh, I thought he was gonna reach for my gun. But damn, bro, how you gonna do that when his hand behind his back and y'all holding him? Two motherfuckers holding him? Y'all big asses? Bro, you seen the sizes of all five of these motherfuckers? You seen the size of Tyree Nichols? What the fuck you finna tell me? He overpowered you? Oh, he was just too quick and slippery and slipped out your hands. No, get the fuck out of here, bro. Y'all had a good grip. Vice grip on both sides of that man. Laying into him. Defenseless. Ain't even the word. Like, bro. Really? So, because you having a bad day, and keep in mind, I say, Mr. Whitlock, my dad taught me that you don't go, you know, doing all that shit, that extra shit when you were interacting with the police, especially when they about to either write your ass a ticket or possibly put them cuffs on your ass. You don't get the mouthing off. You don't get to doing no fucking movements like you about to be a track star. You don't do shit. Yes, sir, no, sir. Nodding your head, sitting there where they can see you clearly. That's all you do till it's over with. Then when it seems like they want to relax and talk and seem like they cool and chill, even then, you don't always give in, goddammit. It's still yes, sir, no, sir, blah, blah, blah. These motherfuckers are human, too. They have bad days. They go through shit, too, in their lives. Guess what? He can take this shit to work and really take out some goddamn stress. I.e., your ass can't go to the motherfucking job tomorrow busting up pallets of goddamn Ocean Spray cranberry juice just because you feel like it or you mad. You can't do that. But this motherfucker, oh, I can pull your ass over. I can check your motherfucking pockets, yours, his. What the fuck going on? I'm running plates for the fuck up because I'm mad. He can do that. He's got authority. Niggas abuse that shit. Yeah, true. But all in all, what can we really say? Motherfuckers won't protest, do whatever. But me personally, if it was me, if I could make a decision that would affect all this shit, first I'll put together a goddamn committee. A committee of all the leaders or whoever, the people that we deem that we'll listen to in an emergency or in dire situations. A council, so to speak. So we put together that council. Let them make the decision. When we have some black on black crime, oh, you, well, let the white folks deal with you first. Big nigga, you bring your ass over here to the black side. You got to get persecution from the black community as well. Just because you're a fucking standing card holder or a member, lifelong member. You know the fucking rules. You know what the fuck we go through. Nobody ain't got to tell you nothing. This shit been on TV for how long? Since TV been on. From the civil rights protests back in the day till now. All this shit has been broadcasted. The revolution has been televised. You've been seeing this shit. You can't tell me nothing else. So if you seeing it, they write movies and TV shows about it. People put it in their songs, poems, they draw paintings about it. You can't tell me. I mean, you mean to tell me that your motherfucking ass, you, them, and then anybody else, whether they listen in school or not, or listen to their mama or not, y'all ain't learned shit yet? That what you telling me? Niggas ain't learned shit. After these last few years, but if you want to be technical, look at the last 3, 4, 5 decades. The shit we've been going through. Self-inflicted and otherwise. Like, what the fuck? Niggas can't be pointing no motherfucking fingers and trying to get away with it. No, dog, you gotta own up to that shit. Cause that's just what the fuck y'all did. Along with Mr. Jason Whitlock, y'all point the fingers at other motherfuckers. No, y'all point the fingers at Tyree like he was a motherfucking issue where it warranted him getting beat down. Like I say, if he already in handcuffs, y'all got hands on him. Situation is diffused. So anything else that goes on transpires after that, especially extracurricular, nigga, your ass deserve to get fired. Now, after you fire from them and these white folks prosecute your ass for being a motherfucking rogue cop or whatever the fuck they want to label you, come your ass on over here to the black side, bruh. You got some more. That's some more coming, all 5 of you. You got to go see the council, let the council judge how your ass gonna get dealt with. Yeah, we gonna come down on us for a little petty shit or op shit or disagreements or get back or whatever the fuck you do shit for against another black person. Cause they said something about your mama, cause they stepped on your shoes, cause they hit your car, whatever. Bruh, you feel like you got to go take somebody's life? Well, guess what? We got to go deal with you. You got to go see the motherfucking black folks. You know what I'm saying? The head niggas in charge, so to speak. So your ass can get dealt with. You gonna get your lashes from them too. Now, that'd be fucked up. They woke, if they worked hand in hand, say the white, just say the American justice system. I don't want it to sound too racial, but we know it is. But we like to label shit PC, so we'll say the American justice system. Then there's the African American justice system. Working hand in hand, where the American justice system, they impose penalties on your ass, sentences and all that. And then the African American justice system is able to add some shit on to that. Oh, bro. Nigga, you getting judged by 2 motherfuckers? Yeah, niggas will snap this shit line quick. Fast, in a hurry. Black on black crime. Your ass fuck around and get caught and they know it's you. Guess what? You gotta go see the council, bro. They finna deal you. Now, I don't want this shit to seem like no Charleston White type shit, but hey. Some of the shit he say is kinda, you know, gotta think about it. Because me personally, I don't give a fuck if it sounds Charleston White-esque. Niggas need to come down on their own when they doing shit against their own, bro. I've always said that, and that's how I feel about it. That's what I stand on. You don't like it? Fuck you. You Mr. Whitlock? Fuck you. This is Rapaway TV, the podcast. We talking about it, man. I'm hot. Stay tuned.
Bruh, Run That Clock, the podcast. We talk about it. For everything my Saints sucking this year. Prime time going to Colorado, leaving Jackson State, whatever it may be. If it's sports related, bruh, the clock is ticking. You need to run that clock. Check us out wherever you stream and listen to podcasts. Bruh, Run That Clock, hosted by me, Mike Man, MBMG all day.
And we're back, Rapper Weed TV, the podcast. I'm your host, Mike Man, and BMG all day, any day. Back with another incident of police brutality resulting in the death of a black individual. Young man by the name of Tyre Nichols. You have people speaking out. You have NBA teams speaking out. The Memphis Grizzlies, they spoke out against this. You have, you know, people trying to, protest, man. Basically do some of the shit that transpired during any other shooting. But let's go into it. Say about Tyre Nichols. He died on January the 10th, 2023, 3 days after five Memphis Police Department officers beat him during a traffic stop on January the 7th. After officers pulled Nichols from his car and used pepper spray and a taser on him, Nichols tried to run away. Now, even with that, that's the police lingo, the police jargon. They're gonna say, even with pepper spraying and macing him, shocking him, taser, even with you doing that, this little dude, you mean to tell me, warranted you, after you get him, because how did he get handcuffs on him? How is his hands behind his back or whatever? How are the officers holding him if you didn't capture him after he tried to run away? So that's what you thought he was doing. So even if he tried to run away, it was gonna make you do your job. Basically, this is Memphis. Shit goes down in Memphis. Come on. Like, bro, we just had the Young Dolph shooting over in Memphis. So, yeah, we know shit goes down in Memphis. But because he tries to run away. Now, why did he get stopped? Since police had said they had stopped Nichols for reckless driving. That's the police lingo, the police jargon. That's a reason to stop him. But Memphis Police Chief Sarilyn C.J. Davis said early Friday morning, an investigation and a review of available camera footage found no proof of that. Bruh. This is why people are in such an uproar. Bruh, so if there is no proof of him driving reckless, you tased him, you maced him, you whooped his ass, bro, just cause you could. That's what it looked like. Just because you're a police officer, you have a badge and a gun, your little vest on. Just, and I'm not saying that shit to be in any way disrespectful to police officers. Like I said, I know police officers. Cool with them. No one I grew up with. Got a couple in my wife's family on my wife's side. So, bro, I know for a fact all of them ain't bad. I'm not labeling them, and I'm never gonna label them all, because for one, like my daddy told me a long time ago, Mr. Whitlock, they humans too. They go through the same shit just like you and me. Whether it's bills, their wives nagging, or fighting with their significant other, divorces, all that type of shit. They go through all that shit too. They have pressure just like everybody else. So guess what? The only difference between me and you, and us and them, is that they have the authority, or they are in a position of authority and able to inflict some shit just because they mad. And you ain't got to be concerned with them being mad or knowing that they mad. You gonna find out though if you fuck around. See? Bruh. Like, some of this shit cannot be made up. Some of this shit, like, even, I'm trying to give motherfuckers the game, really. Yes, I'm doing a podcast. Yes, I'm doing commentary on stories and stuff. But at the same time, in my own way, giving game to my listeners. So, hopefully, say for instance, my son listens to my podcast. Me and him, we have a good relationship and understanding. But, you know, sometimes I can talk, and we talk when we get the chance. But, you know, there are some things I haven't had a chance to delve into because, for one, he's a good kid. Always been. Never been in trouble. Now he fucks up every now and then, but he's never been trouble. So, you know, some things you don't get into it because you know his personality, his traits, what he's into, what he's not into, and you know he's gonna be good because you know how he moves. But, you know, some things need to be said or some things you need to instill in him so he'll know or have knowledge of it. And if he learns anything from anything I give in a podcast, hey, long as it's helping at least him, I'm doing my job. I could reiterate the same shit to him when I see him, and I do and will. As long as he's alive, as long as I'm alive, shit. Mr. Whitlock. And guess what? You know, by choice of his mom. Yeah. But, you know. Hey. That's the system, right, Mr. Whitlock? My baby mama thought she was gonna get a lump sum check every month, Mr. Whitlock. Because, you know, Mr. Whitlock, she applied for food stamps. She was able to get food stamps, Mr. Whitlock. Me, my ass can barely get a job because why? I don't have experience. But then when I do get a little job, Mr. Whitlock, oh, I got child support knocking on the door saying I didn't do shit for my kids, Mr. Whitlock. You don't know how that feel because you ain't got no fucking kids. never been married. No kids. See why you're mad. See why you envy LeBron. But it's fucked up, bro. You are quick to tear down a fellow black person just to get a point across. Telling us about single parents, some shit you didn't have to do, we know that. But what you fucked up is saying that somebody else's actions is the cause of being in a single parent household. Like I say, my kids, they lived with their mom. Single parent household. I'm calling every weekend. I still have my foot on their neck till they got teenage. And when I got in their faces and was able to basically lay down the law. See, they knew what it was and what it was gonna be. Never had no issues. None of my kids. I got four of them. Yeah, that was bad. Yeah, they'll get unruly. They'll talk shit to their moms. Is that what you mean, Mr. Willock? Because mom gonna sit there and spoil them, or mom gonna live her life too, and probably is not gonna give as much time and attention to them. In this case, yeah, it's kind of what happened. My baby mama left my kids off to her auntie to go do her thing, so to speak. So is it my son's mother's fault if my son says, fuck it, mama ain't here, I'm finna go rob a store because I want something to eat and the food stamps ain't came yet, or she got the food stamp card and she off? I don't want to eat what we got. So he go rob the store. Is it his mama fault? Yeah, in a way, yeah, maybe. But for him to say and have the notion and the intent to say, fuck it, I'm finna go rob a store, that's on him. Same shit my mom and dad told me. If I ever pull some bullshit and get caught, they're not coming to get you. You're going to learn from your mistake by sitting your ass in there. Ended up getting arrested at the mall with my cousin. You think my mama came to bomb my ass up out of there? Nope. She was going to. But when she saw that price tag, she know what mama said? She said, baby, you're going to have to ride that one out. First time going to jail, I wasn't scared. But shit, like you say, you hear the stories and all this shit, you wonder. But I wasn't scared. Because shit, I'm in a small town, Monroe, Louisiana. Damn, everybody up in this bitch I know. So unless I got real beef with nobody, I ain't scared. And I ain't had no real beef with nobody, so. If a motherfucker found out I fucked this girl, some shit like that, and wanted to get at me then, that's probably the only way, but, you know, no. But yeah, man, niggas coming down on niggas, going against niggas. As derogatory as that shit sounds, I don't give a fuck. It has to be said. Because that's nigga shit. Nigga shit that you're doing. And by this situation, I mean the black people taking advantage of their position of power, stopping this dude for no fucking reason. After the captain has said there was an investigation saying he really didn't have no reason to stop him. So if he ain't got no reason to stop him, he ain't got no reason to be cuffing him, tasing him, macing him, and beating the fuck out of him. Especially. Bro. Like, man. There should be two penalties. One from the American system and the Afro-American system. So, you say what you want and do what you please, but hey, you can feel how you want to about my comments and this commentary in this episode, but that's how I feel, man. The reason I feel that way is because society gives you no choice but to. I told you, I was going to school for psychology. If you know anything about that and what it means, then you should know. Ain't no games to be played, bro. And I ain't gonna know what's up. The game of life should show you, and should have shown you these last decades, how shit gonna transpire if you don't kind of shape up and walk a narrow line, a straight line at that. Consequences to actions, especially when you're dealing with them peoples. This last decade, these last 5 years should have showed you. These last 8 years should have showed you. 9, 10. List goes on, bro. You can keep running that shit back to the 60s, the 50s, back to the goddamn slave days. That shit should have showed you. Whether you paid attention in history class at school and they was trying to school your ass on it, whether y'all had the books or the information to properly inform you on what really happened, and you picked up on it. Yeah. If you didn't, yeah. But since we going by everything on social media nowadays and everything's on the internet, then your ass should know. You should have learned something. You should know how shit gonna transpire and how shit is gonna go down. So you can't use that excuse about you don't know. Yeah, you know, you've seen it. You have plenty examples. Various scenarios. Whether it's selling CDs, I'm in my house playing a video game. I'm in my house all together. I'm at the store selling cigarettes. My car done broke down. A traffic stop. Bruh. You mean to tell me you ain't learned shit from none of this? The Sandra Blands. Tamir Rice. At the fucking park on a merry-go-round. Just going around. Got a fucking toy gun. Because he sees a gun and what he thinks is a real gun, he just started dumping. Not giving a fuck if it's a kid or not. Just seeing gun. Bam, I'm scared. Bam, I'm blasting. All these scenarios, bro. Ain't shit taught you nothing? In these instances, in history, Whether you paid the fucking attention at school, or your mama or your daddy told you anything, or your grandma or your aunts and uncles, your elders, whether they schooled your ass or you didn't listen or you was hard-headed, well, you gonna do your own thing or you gonna find out the hard way. I know you're following social media. That shit is all over social media. So yeah, you should know. Don't use that fucking excuse, bro. And I think wholeheartedly, if niggas had that shit in play where it was the American system. And since, I'ma just say this. The reason I say that, since we make shit out to be like we don't want shit fucking happening to us inhumanely or unjustly. Since we are on that tip, that shit applies across the board for everything, especially with black on black crime, especially with black on black anything, black on black violence, period. Especially with that. So, since niggas think we should be, you know, at the forefront of getting justice and this and that, yeah, have that shit at the forefront of your mind that it's gonna be double prosecution. American system, African American system. Your ass is getting lined, bro. It ain't fucking hard, just abide by the fucking American system. There's ways to do your shit, to move. But because you want to put everything on social media, that's why shit is on social media. Motherfuckers want to self-snitch and this and that, whatever. You can't, we'll blame the access or the technology of the internet. Because, hey, if the internet wasn't there, motherfuckers would still be spreading the word through the grapevine. So, that's all the internet is. The grapevine magnified goddamn a billion times. Times infinity. So, you know, you take this shit how you want it. Cup of juice, cup of tea, water, strong liquor, whatever the fuck you want. But, bruh, you won't take it. It's fucked up. Five black officers. One dude that you didn't have to stop. Now that that little tidbit gets out, you gonna understand. Yeah, I understand why black folks at the front wanting justice and this and that, but hey, keep that in mind when niggas over here is doing drive-bys just cause they don't like motherfuckers. Just cause you slept with his baby mama or some shit like that. Keep that shit in mind too. We should be protesting that shit too. When your favorite rapper get killed, we should be protesting that shit too. Motherfuckers over here trying to hit a lick and go rob something, accidentally kill somebody. Yeah, we should be protesting that shit too. Especially. And then if there was the systems in place, oh yeah, niggas get double. No preferential treatment, it's just, hey, this is what we want, right? We want justice for all, right? So we impose our own system of justice, bruh. That no snitching shit, that shit is dead. You can get the fuck out of here. Cause niggas gonna save their own ass. They been doing that since the beginning of time. Remember Uncle Tom? Yeah. Niggas been doing that shit forever. So don't get the fuck out of here. There's no snitching shit and all that. That single parent household shit, get the fuck out of here with that shit, nigga. It's just the motherfucking question of, can niggas treat each other humanely? Coexist humanely. That's all it boils down to, bro. Motherfuckers get mad fighting over women and doing this and that shit. Shit always is going to be about two things: money or women. Somewhere, one of the two is involved. I don't know, bro. I don't know what to tell you, but this is Rapper Weed TV, the podcast. I'm your host, Mike Man, MBMT all day. Y'all stay tuned for another episode. Hit that subscribe button. Like I was saying, when it's loud, little loud, start performing because of COVID-19. You get Nate Daniel. Give me 18 feet. You over there with your backyard boogie. Punch that subscribe button, that notification bell. We got a circle. Y'all stay safe, stay breezy, stay sanitized, and stay tuned for another episode. Stay dangerous as well. Bruh. Five of y'all, bruh. Just on him, somebody you ain't really have to be fucking with. See, that aspect. When niggas ain't really got to be fucking with niggas. But just because you in a position where you just can be fucking with a motherfucker if you choose to. In life, everyday life, motherfuckers choose to fuck with you just for entertainment. Just because they ain't got shit to do, just to see if they can get a rise out of you. This shit goes on every day. But why? Yeah, we'll see. Y'all stay tuned, man. Y'all be breezy. I'm Mike, man. MBMG all day. Rapper Weed TV, the podcast.